This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
Our morning conversation this morning is a bit of a follow-up and a bit of a look ahead on something that we've talked about not all that long ago. It's all a part of the Women's Intersport Network of Southern Illinois. So President Bobby Knapp is in studio, as well as President-elect Jen Sewell, who is also an assistant coach with the SIU softball team, and also Kristen King with CrossFit of Southern Illinois. Ladies, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We talked last time you came in, Bobby, about the strong presentation, to see the documentary about this weightlifter and talk about empowering women to stay active and to follow their dreams. What was the communication like there, and how does that lead into some of the things that you're doing this week and this month?
I think we were pretty impressed in terms of the turnout that we had, especially with the weekend that it happened to be. There was a good discussion that lasted actually quite some time in terms of opportunities that continue to increase for girls and women in the area, and just some, I think, personal narratives as well in terms of some barriers, obstacles that girls, women have faced in the area. So through that, we are attempting to come up with some ideas of how to carry through that conversation and how to carry that forward for the community.
One of those ideas is something called Win for Life. It's an event coming up this Saturday. We should let people know it's from 8 a.m. to noon. And it's just a way for women to come together, try out maybe some new activities or continue with things they may be familiar with?
Absolutely, yeah. We're attempting to really target girls, women of all ages to get them an opportunity to try out, as you said, different activities. We have a wide range going from something more probably along the lines of yoga up through doing something along the lines of CrossFit. So depending on what you're comfortable with attempting, and it could be something that you've tried in the past, and we're hoping actually it's something new.
Sure. Jen, when we talked last time, we talked about opportunities for women, and I think people look to a program like yours or other women's sports programs at the high school or collegiate level, and they say, well, Title IX took care of that. Women have the opportunities and the things available to them. How do you answer a statement like that?
Well, I think when you're, you know, you go through the viewing of strong and you listen to women and girls talk about some of the gaps that there are in activities, I think there's certain gaps in certain ages. You know, we find girls looking for activities besides some of the obvious things. You know, dance may be an opportunity. Softball is an opportunity, some of those, but they may be looking for other things. I think there are women in the middle ages that are looking for things to continue their activity level. And we're hoping through through an opportunity like Win for Life that women come and find their passion. And for me, that was for CrossFit, and obviously I coach softball. And those are two great passions for me. But I'm hoping that all women and girls get this opportunity to come and latch on to something that they find absolutely fantastic.
And in addition to that, have that camaraderie with other girls and women.
Absolutely. It'll be a time for good fellowship and for socializing with other women who are interested in the same thing that you are.
Sure. And again, it's the Win for Life event. It comes up this Saturday, July 21st, 8 a.m. to noon at the SIUC Rec Center. You can get more information at the website WinSoIll. That's WinSoIll.com. I'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about CrossFit. It's been mentioned a couple of times. Kristen King is with CrossFit. How does it factor into all of this? Why do you think it's such a great opportunity for women?
We are incredibly excited to take part in this this year, because our goal is to provide an environment for men and women that shows them that strong can be incredibly attainable and incredibly attractive, and to educate people on health and wellness, and that lifting weights can be cool. At CrossFit, we blend a lot of strength training, we blend endurance, parents. We talk about nutrition. We have an environment where you have, you know, women lifting heavy weights and doing their first pull-up for the first time, and ring dips and running and doing things from all age levels that they never thought they could do. And for me to speak personally, that is the most rewarding experience that I could be a part of, and being a part of the gym. So we want to really promote what CrossFit's about, and just overall health and wellness, and get some people out there to try it, to say, you know, hey, I can do this, you know, with a little bit of assistance and with a little bit of coaching and just the general atmosphere that we try to provide. We want to get people in there to see what it's all about.
For each of you, and Kristen, I'll start with you, there's the obesity epidemic that everyone knows about, they hear about. There are so many Americans that hear about it. They say, I know I'm in that category, but it's too much for me. I don't know where to start. So what's my first step? So I wonder what your answer is to each of them. Kristen?
You have to start somewhere, and you just have to get up and get excited about something and know that, you know, with our program, we have a lot of people that can get a little bit of intimidated to come in and pick up some weights, and they say, well, I need to lose some weight first. That's not the case. Let us help you do that. Let us get you excited and enthused about something, and we will get in there and scale anything that you need to any fitness level to help you.
Sure. Jen?
Well, I think through being exposed to events like Win for Life, where you get, you know, a lot of bang for your buck, you can come in and do everything indoors. I think the important thing was it's low to high activity. So I think getting in the room is probably going to be the biggest obstacle. And then deciding, you know, where do you fit in terms of activity level? CrossFit is a high, you know, it is high activity, but I think part of it is there is an activity out there for everyone, and maybe you just haven't seen it yet. And I'm hoping that women and girls will come out and get in the room, try their first activity, and then maybe move along in the activity levels until they're maybe in the CrossFit room by the end of the day. I think that'll be important.
Sure. Bobby?
Yeah, I think I would probably shadow what the others have said in terms of, I think the biggest barrier often is that first step, walking into the CrossFit door or walking into some door to start that. And I think it's a mental, it's a social, it's just being willing to take that first step. And I think, again, that Win for Life is a good opportunity for that, because it does open up a lot of different options for you. And I think of Cheryl Hainsworth with the Olympic weightlifting. I think of Anita DeFrance with rowing. And with both of those examples, going on to be Olympians, but not knowing that that was their passion until they had that opportunity. So I would agree.
Sure. At the same time, if people would like to get involved with the Women's Intersport Network, it doesn't just have to be at this Saturday's event. There are lots of things going on. Another is an equipment drive, which is really a regional effort. Bobby, could you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, I'm coordinating this with my kinesiology 560 class, which is a gender and sport class. And what we're attempting to do is to reach out to different communities within the region, set up different Dropbox locations, and then the equipment, sporting equipment that we receive, we're going to distribute to, currently it looks like Marion Park Districts, Carbondale Park Districts, and Harrisburg Park Districts. And I've done similar equipment drives in the past, more focusing in the Carbondale area, and it's just been a great opportunity. We are accepting new and gently used sporting equipment. If you say, well, you know, I have nothing at my house, well, you could go out and buy something, or you could just donate money, and we'll have a wish list basically from those organizations that we will then go out and purchase equipment for them.
Just a way to keep those kids active and give them an opportunity like the other one that they may not have before.
Absolutely.
I wonder, for people who are not involved already with WIN, we talked about the equipment drive, we've talked about Win for Life, which is this weekend. What other things are available? What can they expect if they want to get involved?
I think the biggest thing is probably membership at this point is very important to us. Anytime that we can have folks jump on our website at winsoill.com, you know, there's several levels of opportunity that you can be interested in. We would love to have you. You know, it is a community effort, and the more people that we have involved, the more voice you have, the more that we can steer certain activities towards certain groups. And I think it's important that we continue to come on as membership and try to drive this empowerment issue along and make sure that, you know, we are providing the right opportunities by hearing from folks as they become members.
Great. As with so many things, we run out of time before we run out of things to talk about. But I want to thank Bobby, Jen, and Kristen. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And again, Win for Life is coming up this Saturday. It's 8 a.m. to noon at the SIU Student Recreation Center. You can get more information at winsoill.com. That's W-I-N-S-O-I-L-L.com.